Good morning, I'm Leslie Ann.
Hi, Leslie. I am Big Chuck. You know what, Leslie? The other day, Trish had to go out of town, and she said, yeah, spring cleaning, blah, blah, blah. You know, why don't you go through and weed some stuff out of the kitchen cupboards?
Good idea.
I had not really ever been in our kitchen cupboards.
And is it like your junk drawer?
I found stuff. I really don't even know what it is. I honestly don't know what it is. I don't know the age of it. It's a closet.
Right.
It's a cupboard that's like hard to reach.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like one we get in very often. And I thought, I wonder, I don't think I've ever opened that in 10 years.
Right.
Open it up and it's like, wow, what a mystery it was. You know, a lot of things, Trish is a good cook and she's always getting some wacky ingredients and stuff. But the thing that always amazes me is like, she will, and maybe you as a cook or when the recipe calls for a certain spice.
Oh, you mean the kind that you'll only use in that one recipe?
You'll only use once.
I know. I hate that.
Turmeric.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I thought it was like a bump on your knee.
It could be.
And, you know, but your recipe calls for a pinch of turmeric.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's turmeric. I don't even know what it is.
I think it's turmeric.
Turmeric. So off she goes to the spice store, you know, and like, give me a pound of turmeric. You know, it's $48 or something. And I looked at it and I wondered, I don't know what meal it was in. I'm sure it was delicious because everything she cooks is delicious. But that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny because I had a spice store just like that, Chuck.
Yeah.
Like you buy those few spices for a particular recipe, knowing full well that you'll probably never use that spice again before it expires.
It's like cream of tartar.
Oh, there's another one.
I don't know what it is. It wasn't creamy. It wasn't, it looked like it had never been used, but I know when I opened it, there was a little tiny piece gone in the corner, so that's what the recipe had called for. It's been there 8 years.
Yeah, it's outdated, for sure.
It's been there 8 years. Now, I mentioned this to some people, like my daughter Frances and her husband Dan are big foodies, and so they have a spice store, so they're able to go to the spice store and say, give me just a little pinch of turmeric. And they weigh it. It's $1.90, and they use it in their recipe, and they're done.
Right. I love that idea.
But, you know, I don't know. The other thing that's amazing to me about spices, and we have, I'm sure you do too. I'm sure everybody does, especially anybody who cooks. We have 100 spices.
We did. I cleaned my drawer out last year.
You did.
And I had spices in my drawer, Chuck, that were like 8 or 10 years old.
I guess they don't go bad.
Well, they do. They do go bad.
Who knows? But I'm looking at it, and I thought to myself, I picked up this one that was like bay leaves or something.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah, how often you soup?
Never. The answer
is almost never.
So I picked up the bay leaves, and it was like McCormick was the name of the brand, right? McCormick bay leaves. And then I looked in the back, and there's another jar of sesame seeds or something like that, and it was the Hannaford brand. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you hold two different brands of turmeric and decide? You have to decide by price.
Well, the foodies will
right?
tell
you
that they know the difference.
Cheapest.
Yeah.
I would think that would be a very difficult job to be in a spice business because it really is all the same. Does anybody ever say, oh, the McCormick. The McCormick black pepper is awful.
Yeah,
you
right.
Gotta get the Price Chopper black pepper. That's the best.
You
it's
do never
black
hear that.
Pepper.
Yeah.
So turmeric was about 8 years old. I tossed it. She doesn't know that because she will never use it.
Right.
And I can only imagine the day will come when I'll hear I'll be upstairs in my office.
Chuck!
Yeah. And I'll hear a rattling.
Where's the turmeric?
That's it. And I'm going to say it. I don't know, honey. I haven't seen it since the 90s. So anyway,
right.
those cupboards way off in the distance. It's kind of like frightening a little bit because the food in there, it's like breathing and like living in there. It's like it's like toxic down in this. It's a very hard cupboard to get to. I never opened it
right.
a week ago. But you go in there and it's like, wow.
Yeah, you throw all the stuff you don't know what to do with probably in that cupboard.
Look at this. A box of 2,000 toothpicks with the little colored cellophane on the end of it. 2,000 of them. I believe there were 1,970 of them in the box.
So, and you used that at that party you had 10 years ago.
We did. And you came to that party and you said, I love these toothpicks.
I remember those.
So I don't know. Do you have drawers like that, though?
Yeah,
right?
Well, we do. We have those cupboards that are hard to reach.
Yeah.
We have the one that's over the refrigerator.
Tough to get to.
You got to stand up on a chair.
Yep.
And then we have the corner cupboard that's very tall.
Yeah.
So, again, you got to get on the chair.
And so when you put something in,
it's like it's got these corners that there's no way you can see what's back there.
Right. But I know. But there's something like breathing back there and growing back there.
I do try to go into the cupboards and just sort of look-see.
Yeah.
At least every few years.
Let me just ask you one general question. Is there something in your freezer a package in your freezer that you don't know what it is?
I don't think so. When we used to have, well, we still do, but we don't really use it, a cube freezer down in the basement.
Yeah.
We ended up getting it years ago because we were going in on a portion of a cow.
Yeah. Okay.
With other families. Gosh. So we bought this cube freezer and, you know, part of the meat went bad because it got freezer burned because we waited too long to eat it.
Yeah.
So after that, there were some things in there that we just tossed in and forgot about and we couldn't identify.
Yeah.
But now we're pretty good about just using the upstairs freezer.
Way in the back of the freezer, there's a funny shaped item that's wrapped in tin foil and nothing written on it. And I pulled it out and I thought, it's a little scary. I think I'm going to put it back.
You're going to put it back. I thought you were going to say,
Chuck,
throw it away.
Has anybody seen the tinfoil package in the freezer? Where is that? So
nope.
I just put it right back where it was.
Yeah. And we better go back where we were. Should be.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to work.